Good morning, Saturday.
Good morning, everybody. So good to be here with you again. The iPad does not allow audio to be shut off before you start a webinar, so get to do that every morning. Really good to be with you this morning. It's me, day 11. And let's dig in. Wow, what a day. So many great comments I'm collecting. Yesterday, I'd mentioned if you're having some results with the fast action to send them to me, and thank you. Keep going. Building a big day 11. One bit of housekeeping at the top here. Tomorrow, you will not have to show up on time. There will be a fast action start, but it'll be on the resources page. My wife and son and I are going to Reno to see our absolute favorite comedian tonight, and we're staying overnight and just can't get up in a hotel room at 7 a.m. and wake them. We're going to see Brian Regan, which is really cool. We love him. Good morning. Good to see some of you guys here on Saturday morning. So Sunday, sleep in a little bit. You'll catch it. It'll look just like a replay. I will have it up and ready for you. And it'll be a good one. Good daily action to tee us up for a big week, but sleep a little bit tomorrow. All right, day 11. Day 11. Woohoo! Here we go, everybody. Let me just get into this. Sorry about that. Got to get the right one. There we go. All right, day 11. There is a linchpin that connects you to the success you have. We all have one. It's a belief or a story about the belief, as we have discovered, a practice, routine, rhythm, an operating system, or a line in the sand that has connected the success we have to our life. Considering the freakishly grand opportunities that we'll have in our career and the deadly slow times that we'll have once in a while, those are the outliers, and we throw those out. The median of our success, however, is directly proportional to the strength of that linchpin that connects the success we have to our life. The dominating factor that determines the strength of your linchpin is your commitment to a decision-making process that supports your mission. Remember day 3, the mission? Above any other factor, it is your ability to say yes to the right offers, and more importantly, no to the wrong offers, that will allow you to carry more success with ease. So the question becomes, and it is the thesis of a powerful book called The One Thing, that we'll summarize and take fast action on today. And that question is, what is the one thing for you that makes everything else easier or unnecessary? Yeah. How many of you guys read that book? It was, I think around 2013, probably the spring of 2013, I read it. And oh, what a key time in my life for contemplating what I had done for the last 30 plus years and transitioning. The one thing became my Bible. Really big Bible. Good. Let's dig into a bit today. So if anything comes out of this 21-day program, I mean, literally, if anything, you just kind of put in your, on your keychain and your phone and just always able to look at, I hope it's a new understanding or a deeper understanding that you don't have to be everywhere doing everything. That's a painful myth that's passed around. It's even the catchphrase of guys who I respect, Gary Vee, Pat Flynn, people who talk about being everywhere and the importance of being everywhere. And the sad reality is, for most of us, it's impossible. It's the scenario of trying to chase two rabbits and not catch anyone. So, you know, as we've been doing in fast action, we're finding little tiny bites to take out of things that can start the momentum, can give us some kind of insight of what we want, how it feels to be doing that. Is it something we're good at? You know, like I said earlier, in Silicon Valley, the quicker they fail, the better. They'll celebrate those early failures. Yes, absolutely. Celebrate them. So the entire idea of being everywhere, it's a fallacy, and we're not doing it here. We're in good places. We're not everywhere. Depending on your age or experience, you might be nodding your head in agreement or rolling your eyes. And I promise you, if you don't believe me now, there will be a time in 10, 20, 30 years when you say, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. So I'll invite you, of course, to shortcut it. Take the actions we're talking about and don't beat yourself up. Don't go into shame or guilt about, I should be here. I should be on this. Really, anything you do throws away the shoulds powerfully because it's a statement. It's a vote for moving forward. So there is a way. Good morning, everyone. Nice comment there. Alan is with us live. Wow, look at that. On dry land with fast internet. Alan's a member who's working cruise ships very consistently. So he'll get the audio on a ship once in a while. Man, good to have you here on land. Doesn't look that much different. You're just up earlier, maybe. I don't know where you're at. So there is a way to have less clutter, distractions, and stress while enjoying far, far greater focus and energy and success. And author of that book that I mentioned here a second ago, the one thing Gary Keller says, it's not that we have too little time to do all the things we need to do. It's that we feel the need to do too many things in the time we have. Yeah, take a look at that. Can you own that? Parts of it you can own. Can you come? Like I said, I read this book in 2013 when I was just seriously starting to contemplate the next chapter of my life after performing. And I will tell you one thing. When you wrap your brain around mission that we talked about on day three, the one thing that we're digging into a little bit today, opportunities are going to pop up that challenge that. It was shortly after I had finished that book and started really concentrating on my one things and drawing new lines in the sand, making changes, that I got offered our sixth appearance at TED. And I was at a struggle point in my professional relationship. It was getting really difficult for us to be creative together. And the dangling carrot, right? Hey, your sixth time at TED, have been here at TED conferences on stage more than anybody else in history. Grabbed it. Big things I jumped out of the way for, and I wasn't ready to quit, but boy, it just challenged all the thinking that had been going on there. So I did the one thing for three areas of my life, for health, for money, for relationships, because you know what? We have these three big categories, and yeah, there's other things, but to some extent, most things will fall into one of those three categories. And in terms of what we are doing here, the one thing, it's not the one thing. It's not what we do, but it is above mission. Day three, we dug into mission and we created missions for a day, a week, a month, a year, a lifetime. The one thing is above that. Missions can change within the one thing. It makes sense? Yeah, I mean, of course it makes sense. The missions we have may change on a daily basis, but the one thing has a great template we're going to dig into. I don't know if some of you guys have read that book. If you have, drop it in here. Drop it in here just so I can get a feel, and maybe we can go into a few more stories actually from the book. But in terms of what we were doing here, I just want to say it's above mission. It's really a higher level than that. Gosh, Bill Gates, there's a powerful example of Bill Gates, how he had the one thing. I don't want to go too far into it, but his one thing was in high school, he loved computers. And he got out and his one thing was to study computers, to create an operating system. Then his one thing was to become the most successful person. Then his one thing was to start a foundation that cured one thing, that did one thing with vaccines. It was just an amazing role. This example was in the book and it really just focused it on his one thing over and over and over. Yeah, that's good. So currently my three, and I'll just share these because we're going to go into the work in a second here, but I'll share my three. Health. I eat healthy foods that don't contain sugar or wheat. I still have the shirt from when I ate sugar or wheat because it's nice and warm on a cold morning. But man, there's a lot of material on here. We could form another one. Money. I serve clients that challenge my creativity, and I don't waste my energy going after things I already know how to get. That's kind of a complicated one, but it's a guiding light for me. As far as work, wealth, relationship, and I don't spend money. I mean, I don't spend a lot of money. I tend to buy things, to invest in things that return to me, either joy or other money. So that's another one thing, and it makes that one too long. But really, I work with creative clients, and I don't waste my energy going after things I already know how to get. And besides that, I don't spend a lot of money. I don't spend a lot of money. Relationships. And boy, this one makes everything easier. Talk about the textbook answer to Gary's question in the book. What's one thing you can do that makes everything else easier, unnecessary in relationships? I tell the truth, and I don't bend, no matter how scary it is. So those are the three things, you know, that I do: healthy foods, serve clients that challenge my creativity, and tell the truth. Health, money, and relationships. Doesn't mean we only do that one thing, remember. And the one thing template, as we go into the action part of this, the one thing template is what I do, what I don't do. And really, the what I don't do, he doesn't dig into that so much in the book, but I want it here to support us. As entrepreneurs, as entertainers, we have a big reach. We have a lot of impact and power in the world. We have the ability to play as big as that linchpin will allow us to. And these one things that we're going to write right now thicken, strengthen our linchpin so that we can carry more success attached to us. All right, the action piece of this. It's intimidating to think about one thing. If you give it too much time, all right, just like so many things, we can overthink them and then it becomes so confusing. My guess is that in your gut instinct, you know right now what that one thing is in all three of those categories. If you had to write it down, I bet you anything, you know what the one thing is. In fact, as an exercise, just do this. Recall a time when you made a decision. It was a simple decision, but it changed so much in your life. Maybe it even gave you a new level of income, peace, freedom, intimacy, health, joy. One decision you made, and it was really easy. You know anything like that? Write that down. Put that in your notebook. Man, I keep thinking, I hope you guys are creating a notebook. I know I've said that before, but I think about all the stuff I have. All the list of everything. All right, so you got that one thing down. You know, and it might even be the origin story of how you became an entertainer. Origin story was that one thing, that defining moment. Yeah, we're going to do that's a really good piece that may help you even remember what that one was. Remember that it's the one thing that makes everything else easier or unnecessary. And it's not a big written plan. And we're going to break it into three pieces right now, those three categories. So as you think about your health, scribble down what comes to you. Wow. Sora just wrote something really cool. I'm trying to figure out showing up to the company rehearsals for a dance company until they let me perform with them. Wow. Now, is that a one thing or was that an action? I'm trying to figure that out. Going vegetarian and joining CrossFit. Great examples. So the health piece. What's the one thing that you know will make everything else easier or unnecessary? Get that one thing down. Think about high level here. And don't overcomplicate it. It's the one thing. And the one thing can change, you guys. Since 2013, when I first did this, I've had a couple different one things. All right, good. Let's look at the money one. Maybe it has to do, you know, and the money one will be easier to, my guess is the money one is going to be easier to do if you start with the don't. It's just me. But what's the money one? 30 days sugar-free. That's the health one. Suggestions on material. Yeah. Love this. Damn, this program's good. You know that the one that we're at with work, with what I'm doing, that one was from the one thing. That was the one about working with clients, projects that challenge me creatively. Big one. Good. All right, you got that one for money? What's going on with that one? What's coming up? Questions, challenges? Ah, that was a recall of when you made a decision that radically changed your life. Yeah, I got you, Sora. Cool. Everything was pretty easy or unnecessary. Everything else was easy or unnecessary when you decided that, right? That was just what I do. I show up for this. Yeah. Yeah, money, figuring out how to serve and give more. Okay. So figuring out is not a great line in the sand for the one thing, Colin. I just want to challenge you on that one. Even if that's changed to serving more people and giving more of my talents, maybe that's the one thing. You don't have to have it all figured out right now. What's that one thing? I certainly didn't have it figured out how I was going to move on from earning a hell of a lot of money at juggling. That's a tough one to swallow. Yeah, get those real clear, that one thing. All right, and then let's move on to the relationship one. This might be... And again, let me just give those examples. It's what you want followed by what you don't want. My health. I eat healthy food, so that's what I want. That's what I do, followed by what I don't do. That don't contain sugar or wheat. Yeah, I eat what I do, followed by what I don't do. Did I use the words want when I talked about that? That would have been terrible. Maybe I didn't. Oh, no, what I do, what I don't do. Right, what I do, what I don't do. I eat healthy foods that don't contain sugar, wheat, money. I serve clients that challenge my creativity and don't waste my energy chasing what I already know how to get. Simple. Relationships. This is where we're at right now for you guys. I tell the truth and I don't bend no matter how scary it is. That was a big one in my life, considering where I came from, the family I came from. Could have been the exact opposite. Could have been the exact opposite of my family, actually. They're one thing. I could have easily been. I lie. I lie and I don't tell the truth. That would have been probably a better one. All right, good. So health, money, relationship, juggling up those three. It's Saturday. Hopefully you guys have a little bit of time today to let these flesh out in your mind, in your soul. Let them really connect with who you are, where you're going, not who you've been. Draw that distinction between who you've been after this going forward. And now the fast action piece of it, of course, I'm going to ask you to find a simple fast action that can take a slice of the negative beliefs, the devil on the shoulder that says this can't be. A simple fast action in the health, in the money, and in the relationship. One thing. Get those down. All right. All right, you guys. And again, really good book. Listen to this one on audio, actually. It's really well read. And yeah, find a place to fit that into your year. Maybe it's on your 2019 reading list. A good one. But right now, the summary of it, we've got a good 70% of it in this. And moving it into the three arenas is going to be very powerful for you. And cementing it in with a simple fast action today, getting in that habit of putting a little meat on that bone. And sorry about that. Sarah already mentioned vegetarian. Maybe that wasn't the good example, but just putting some clothes on that model right now. All right. Just doing that one. All right, good. Fast action can take right now for each one. Let me find today's question. We're going to dig into a little bit. And of course, this one ties in beautifully to what we're doing now. All right, here it is. This is from Dennis. You have an idea for a project, new market to attack, a new trick to develop, website to redesign, whatever. You have a goal in mind, the vision of what it might be, and you have enthusiasm. Then life gets in the way. Yeah, man, I know. Family, spouse, kids, work, etc., and you get distracted and pulled off. Help me go from being a sprinter to a long distance runner. I think I was trying to make sense out of a typo there. Yeah, Dennis, I bet you anything after today's work, you got some ideas for doing this. The mission work we did on day three, that's the day-to-day stuff. That's the or week-to-week, month-to-month, wherever you give that time period. And then what's the one thing? What's the one thing in each of those three categories, Dennis, that every single other thing can fall under? And, you know, I don't know the life situation well enough to parse you apart, but I will tell you that what's coming up tomorrow, the lesson that'll be available to you tomorrow, again, a reminder in case you joined late, we're not meeting live tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 on the East Coast. We are, it'll be available at that time, but we're not meeting live because I'm going to see a great comedy show. But that's going to help you piece this together as well, Dennis. That's going to strengthen your resolve in this. You know, all this stuff, I will tell you, to go from being a sprinter to a long distance runner comes down to owning your brilliance. You know what it is? It's owning yourself, trusting what you are doing so much that you say all that other stuff, all those distractions are the emergencies of other people. These are the hours that I have. And like I say, tomorrow you'll have a really good template for going through this. And I'll look forward to you trying it for a whole week and seeing what happens. A lot of times when it is what you were mentioning in this, the family, the spouse, the kids are watching you more closely than you could ever imagine. And your willingness to vary, to fall off track, to jump to the emergencies of others, to some extent, and maybe a large extent, weakens their belief in you and makes it easier for them to try to distract you. Whereas when they see you operating from full king energy, the archetype of the king, that this is my domain, this is what I do, you know, this is what I do so that we can have the life we have. The respect level flies through the roof. The support you get from them flies through the roof. And in a way, they are waiting for you to own that. All right. You guys, that's it for today. The one thing is powerful. I'll be thinking about it again. I'll be revisiting as I'm doing all this along with you. And I look forward to seeing you live again on Monday. Tomorrow, you guys catching up on day 12. We're going hard, everybody. Drop your comments in the replay page. It's the best place I can see them, and I'll be spending some time digging into those later today. All right, everybody. Talk to you soon. See ya. Bye-bye.